Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Celine.
So what's your favourite animal, Celine?
That would be leopards.
Leopards? Why leopards?
Because they are beautiful. They have beautiful skin patterns and they move fast and elegantly. 因为它们很漂亮啊，然后跑得又很快又很优雅，我觉得猎豹真的很漂亮。What's yours, Pat?
It's definitely rhinos, 犀牛. They're just big and they're powerful and they just look really cool with the horns on their noses.
Wow, you have special taste. Yeah. 原来 Pat 老师喜欢犀牛，为什么呢？因为他们看起来又大又充满力量，而且鼻子上还有角 horn， 看起来很酷。
Now, the reason we're talking about animals is because that's what today's question is about. It's not about which animals look cool, though. Today, we're talking about animals' memories.
Oh, it's an interesting topic. 听起来很有趣，原来我们不是要讨论哪一种动物比较酷，原来是要讨论动物的记忆力啊。
All right, let's read through today's article.
Encyclopedia.
Animals smarter than you think.
Which animal is the best at remembering things? A. Dogs. B. Elephants. C. Owls.Now the answer is B. Elephants. Dogs are famous for being loyal, and owls for being wise. But did you know elephants are famous for their memories? There's a common saying that elephants never forget. Along with dolphins and chimpanzees,Elephants are some of the most intelligent animals. They recognize members of their own group and know which elephants don't belong. Their memories are so good that they can remember locations and experiences. Elephants even recognize animals they met years before.Because of their problem-solving skills, they can survive in new environments. Elephants are also the only non-human animals that can recognize themselves in a mirror.
As with all of our encyclopedia articles, we start with a question.The question is, which animal is the best at remembering things?
我们来看看今天的题目是什么。Which animal is the best at remembering things? 哎，哪一种动物的记性最好嘞？ We see the word remember here. What does this word mean?
The word remember, spelled R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R, remember, is a verb that means to be able to bring something from the past into your mind and be aware of it. For example, you can remember your friends' birthdays or maybe something you learned in school.
Remember 这个动词的意思啊，就是记忆。你可以记什么呢？ Remember your friends' birthdays, 记住朋友的生日。Remember something you learned in school. 记住你在学校学到的东西哦。
Well, let's look at our answers. Is it A, dogs?
Or B, elephants?
Or is it C, owls? Okay, an owl, O-W-L, owl, is a large bird with big round eyes that hunts at night. They make this kind of noise. Which we call a hoot, H-O-O-T, hoot.
我们有三个选项哦，一个是选项 A, dogs, 是狗，还是选项 B, elephants, 大象，还是 C, 选项 owls, 猫头鹰呢？刚刚派老师发出的声音就是猫头鹰的叫声哦，英文拼成 H-O-O-T。那说到猫头鹰，你一定不能不知道，他们都是晚上去狩猎，所以英文呢，就叫晚上才有精神做事的人，叫做 night owl。
That's you.
Yeah, 意思就是中文的什么夜猫子，对，派老师说是我。
Okay, well, what do you think the answer is, Celine?
When I was young, I watched Disney cartoons a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I will think those cartoons were always the wise ones.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with C, owls.
Okay.
And you?
Well, my grandma's dog always remembered me because I tickled her tummy. She would always come to me to get her tummy tickled. She remembered me. I'll say dogs.
Okay, 我觉得是猫头鹰，我小时候看迪士尼卡通里面，猫头鹰都是最聪明的。那我，所以我就选了 C, 猫头鹰。派老师说他的奶奶的狗总是记得他，因为呢，他会去搔狗狗肚子以后，然后狗狗总是会去找他搔肚子。因为，就是因为这样啊，他觉得狗应该是记忆力最好的。
All right, well, let's check the answer. The article says answer is B, elephants. Well, let's find out more. Dogs are famous for being loyal and owls for being wise.
什么我们都猜错了，答案是 B, elephants. 诶，为什么呢？文章就解释咯。诶，狗狗最出名的就是呢，他们很忠诚 ,loyal。那猫头鹰则是很有智慧 ,wise。就像我说的一样，猫头鹰的确是有聪明的形象耶。
Well, let's look at the word loyal, L-O-Y-A-L, loyal. It means giving or showing strong support for someone or something and never changing that support. For example, soldiers should be loyal to their country.
OK, 我们看到 loyal 这个形容词哦。Loyal 呢，刚刚老师就举例，派老师就举例说 soldiers should be loyal to their country. Soldiers should be loyal to their country. 士兵呢，应该要对国家忠诚。Could you also explain the word wise?
Sure. Someone who is wise, W-I-S-E, wise, has a lot of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. You get more wise or wiser as you get older. So we could say, my grandfather is very wise, so I always ask him for advice.
Okay, wise 这个形容词的意思就是有智慧的。通常呢，年纪越长就越有智慧，所以刚刚的例句意思呢，就是什么呢？我的爷爷很有智慧，所以我总是向他寻求建议 advice.
Okay, back to the article. But did you know that elephants are famous for their memories? Here we're using the word memory, M-E-M-O-R-Y, memory, not to mean something you can remember, a memory, but your ability to remember things. So if you have a good memory,You remember things easily. If you have a bad memory, you always forget stuff.
好，文章就继续解释咯。不过啊，你知道大象最有名的就是他们的记忆力吗？memory 就是我们常说的记忆力。如果你常用电脑啊，你可以把记忆体这个意思也记起来。The computer's memory 就是电脑的记忆体哦。
Next, the article says, there's a common saying that elephants never forget.
Wow.大象的记忆力到底有多好嘞？好到有个俗话说，大象从来不会忘记哦。There's a common saying that, 就像我们中文说俗话说什么什么什么这样的意思。
Well, here's more. Along with dolphins and chimpanzees, elephants are some of the most intelligent animals. So this phrase, along with, just means as well as.
所以大象啊、海豚 dolphins 还有黑猩猩 chimpanzees 是几种最聪明的动物。这边的 along with 其实就是以及的意思，刚刚说的 as well as。所以其实这句话也可以改成什么呢 ？Elephants, dolphins, and chimpanzees are some of the most intelligent animals。只是啊。文章这样的写法就比较有变化性，不会平铺直叙，比较有趣啦。But how do we know that they really have great memories?
Well, let's take a look. The article's going to give us an example. They recognize members of their own group and know which elephants don't belong. So the word recognize, it's a verb. It's spelled R-E-C-O-G-N-I-Z-E, recognize. And it means to know something or someone because you've met that thing or that person before. For example, I recognize you. Weren't we in high school together?
That's impressive. 真的很厉害。他们可以认得自己象群里面的成员，也知道说哦哪些大象不属于他们哦。Recognize 是动词，是认得啊、认识的意思。刚刚派老师的例句意思就是说，哎，我认得你 ，I recognize you。我们是不是一起读高中 ？Were we in high school together？ 好，
yeah.
就是这个意思。
So what that means is that if a new elephant comes along, the other elephants know it's not part of their herd or group. Mm. They might make it go away if it's a threat, or welcome it if it needs help.
OK, 大象呢，它可以记住自己象群的成员会造成什么样的差别呢？那就是啊，如果来了一头新的大象，那这群大象里面的成员就会知道，哎，你不是我们这国的，如果有危险的话，就可以把它赶走。或者是哎，这头新大象如果需要帮助，我们就可以帮助它啦。Are there still other examples?
There are. Here's more. Their memories are so good that they can remember locations and experiences. The word location, L-O-C-A-T-I-O-N, location, just means a place. For example, we're looking for a location to hold our next show.
哦，更厉害咯。他们不只会记得谁是他们家的成员，他们的记忆力还好到说什么呢？他们可以记得地点。Location 和经验 experiences. Location 呢就是地点的意思。例句的呢意思就是说我们在找寻 look for 一个地点来举办我们的下一场表演。So 什么什么 that 什么什么呢？就是太怎么样，以至于怎么样。这边当然就是指记忆力太好，以至于他们可以记得地点和经验。我们还可以怎么使用呢 ？For example, we could say Pat is so nice that everyone in the office likes him. Pat 老师人超好，所以办公室每个人都喜欢他。
I'm blushing. Well, here's another example of elephant memory. Elephants even recognize animals they met years before, and that includes other animals, not just other elephants.
Wow, 还有哦。大象甚至可以认得他们好几年前遇到的动物，不只是同一种动物，还有不同种类的动物，他们也可以认得出来哦。They are really good at it.
They are. And we keep talking about their memories, but elephants are smart in other ways too. The article says, because of their problem-solving skills, they can survive in new environments. Now, if you have problem-solving skills, you can think about problems and how to solve them. So for an elephant, it could be, how do we cross this river?
他们不止记忆力好，还很聪明呢。课文就说啦，他们有解决问题的能力，所以他们可以在新的环境里存活下来 ，survive。这边我们看到 problem solving skills 就是解决问题的能力的意思。这其实跟记忆力也很有关系，因为你要记得，哎，我是怎么错的，才知道怎么解决。好，这也是我们人类很需要的技能哦。
Yeah, the article finishes by saying elephants are also the only non-human animals that can recognize themselves in a mirror. Now, of course, humans are animals and we can recognize ourselves, but elephants are the only other animals that can. That's why we say they're the only non-human, so that's N-O-N hyphen H-U-M-A-N, non-human animals that can do that.
好，最后一点看起来其实还好，但是其实非常强哦，因为大象是唯一可以认得镜中的自己的非人类动物。Human 就是人嘛，那加了个 non 代表就是不是，所以 non-human 就是非人类的。所以你不要以为哎可以认得镜中自己没什么，其实网络上有很多猫咪看到自己镜中自己吓得半死的影片，你去看看就知道哦，大象其实超聪明。
All right, it's now time to end our article.Okay, let's tell these guys a bit more about elephants.
Hey, you go ahead.
Well, elephants are capable of showing emotions, so feelings. They feel happy, or sad, or angry, and when they feel like this, they do something, like humans do.
大象真的是有血有泪的动物，他们会表达情绪，会感受到喜怒哀乐，他们还会做一些人类会做的事情。Like what?
Well, when, like humans, elephants are sad when the elephants they know die. So if one dies, they're very sad and they make sure the body, the dead body, gets looked after. Like when we have a funeral.
Wow, 他们还会为什么？为死者哀悼，然后还会有，会帮他们下葬。那就其实就像我们的那个葬礼一样。That's kind of touching.
It is. Okay, that is all the time we've got, so we're going to say goodbye now. From A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Celine.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Plus 小智慧
We can't change things now, so don't cry over spilt milk.
We can't change things now.So don't cry over spilt milk.
Hi guys, it's Celine. 人总是会有懊悔的时候， 懊悔的时候呢，就想要滴几滴眼泪，想说可不可以从头来过，但是怎么可能什么事情都可以从头来过嘞？这种覆水难收的状况，我们要怎么用英文说呢？先来看看今天的句子哦。We can't change things now, so don't cry over spilled milk. We can't change things now, so don't cry over spilled milk. 这句话的意思呢，就是现在已经没办法改变事实，覆水难收，悔恨无益。Don't cry over spilled milk， 就是我们常说的覆水难收。这里有个字啊，叫做 spilled， 它是 spill s p i l l 的过去分词，意思是泼溅。Spilled milk 就是呢洒出来的牛奶，所以整句话字面上的意思就是不要为了洒出来的牛奶哭泣，是不是瞬间明白了？因为啊，洒出来的牛奶，你就算对了洒出来的牛奶哭泣，牛奶不会回到瓶子里啊，所以呢就引申为覆水难收，于事无补的意思喽。其实类似的意思呢，我们也可以说 What's done is done。意思就是事情都做了，为已经做了的事情担心是没有意义的啦。最后让我们复习一次今天的句子哦。 We can't change things now, so don't cry over spilled milk. 是不是蛮好记的啊？下次牛奶洒出来的时候，希望你会想起这句谚语哦。 See you next time, 拜拜。
We can't change things now, so don't cry over spilled milk.
We can't change things now, so don't cry over spilled milk.
Chit chat.
Oh, 累跟烂长得好像哦。
对啊，我每次都搞混呢。
不要气馁，事实上连英文为母语的人都常把两个字给搞混了呢。因为 lie 当作动词的时候是指人、平躺或者是东西被放在什么地方的意思哦。So lie means to put yourself in a position in which your body is flat on the floor or on a bed。注意哦， lie 是一个不及物动词，因此后面不需要接受词，但是呢可能会接什么副词或是介系词。因此常常我们看到的片语有 lie down, lie on the bed, lie flat, lie in the sun 等等的用法哦。造个句子吧。 I love to lie on the sofa and watch TV all day long。 诶，不过既然这样，为什么大家总是把 lie 和 lay 给搞混呢？原来是因为 lie 的过去式竟然是 lay， 动词三态为 lie, lay, lain， 因此难免会让人容易搞混。那我们再来看看 lay 又要怎么用呢？ lay 其实就是放下什么什么东西，动词三态为 lay, laid, laid， 而且注意哦，因为它是个及物动词，后面一定要接受词。For example, the shopping bags were too heavy. I laid them on the floor as soon as I got home.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
只要记得一个诀窍， lie 的后面不需要接受词，所以我们常常会看到 lie down. OK, 那如果 lay 的话呢，它需要接受词哦，像是 lay the book on the chair.
Encyclopedia.
Animals smarter than you think.
Which animal is the best at remembering things? A. Dogs. B. Elephants. C. Owls.Now the answer is B. Elephants. Dogs are famous for being loyal, and owls for being wise. But did you know elephants are famous for their memories? There's a common saying that elephants never forget. Along with dolphins and chimpanzees,Elephants are some of the most intelligent animals. They recognize members of their own group and know which elephants don't belong. Their memories are so good that they can remember locations and experiences. Elephants even recognize animals they met years before. Because of their problem-solving skills, they can survive in new environments. Elephants are also the only non-human animals that can recognize themselves in a mirror.